And good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. It's 8:07, and you're listening to Positively Revolting Talk Radio this morning on Personal Awareness Day, June 3rd.
It is a day that, well, Lynn has intuited as Personal Awareness Day, and
I declare.
I think that's rather important. It feels really transition-y. You know, I've always heard the only constant is change. Change is the only thing you can count on. Change happens. Change seems to be happening a lot at great rates to people within the community, around the community, and without, you know, from the exterior as well. And it seems as though, you know, in looking around, it is a time to check in. It is a time to refocus and really start to take advantage of the solar energy that is coming our way as we are moving towards the summer solstice.
We are indeed. There was a cluster of planets in Aries, which was causing people consternation. And this is, I'm just on a personal level. I'm not even doing this in a big, we know politically what's explosions and
stuff.
Horrible things are happening. But giving everyone this sort of kind of energy. I don't know how else to explain it because it's electrical, it's sparky, and that cluster has eased. We went through Gemini for a while, which is, of course, extremely electrical and extremely, well, your beloved's a Gemini?
Yes.
Changeable, would you not say?
Yes. Mercurial, I think it is said.
Mercurial, exactly, yes. And now we're going to get to a big cluster of Taurus, which is a little more, like Venus is in Taurus right now. It's exalted in Taurus. It's just a little on the stubborn side, but also calmer and a good time to take a little introspective look at things.
And it seems, you know, when I pulled cards this morning for the community overall, I found a couple of interesting things. I found, well, there's a card that talks about turning away from bitterness.
What you know, a fine idea.
The idea of when one feels jostled and hurt, when one feels bitter, when one feels unappreciated, stop. Just stop for a moment and really turn inward and rest. Take care of yourself. It's time to really pull back your energy from something that's not feeding your source.
And always sound advice.
And turn towards nurturance of yourself. Maybe just taking a short break will do it. Maybe it's time to actually look at other areas of your life you want to turn towards. Along with that, I got, you know, the sun. The sun is there, and the sun is, you know, it is that all potential for energy, for exuberance, for play, for really culminating a lot of energy at this time to buoy us into our activities to come.
Excellent. You want me to? I'm going to read what old Rick Levine, friend of the show, he's been on, said about today. He's from tarot.com. We tend to rely more on our feelings once the moon enters moody Cancer this morning. Oh, poor Cancers. You always get that moody rep. I don't know where from. Logic falls to
you. You know us. What do you mean you don't know where from? Smile when you say that.
I was smiling.
Yeah, it was true.
Logic falls to the wayside when rational Mercury forms a conflicting square with spacey Neptune today, decreasing the distinction between fact and fantasy. What a nice day for that to happen. And Neptune turns retrograde, turning up the volume, which I think it's going to go back to Aquarius, which is that whole religious fanatic stuff that is hard to deal with. Turning up the volume on our dreams. We must tread carefully because we can easily trick ourselves into believing we are happy in order to avoid dealing with the truth.
Ew.
That's what Rick says.
Well, so again, time for introspection and really checking in with yourself at your root. So you can call if you would like to check in and do some mini astrology tarot questionnaire. You can do that now, 503-231-8187, 503-231-8187, or you could email us positivelyrevolting@gmail.com, or even chat us up there.
It's good. So, Ani, how did you get involved in tarot?
You know, a couple of different ways, actually. I mean, the whole divinatory arts thing, you know, I think a lot of people misunderstand it. A lot of people associate tarot and a lot of the divinatory arts with what they see in Hollywood movies, you know? And it's all kinds of scary and it's all kinds of predeterministic. And, you know, you get this card and it means, you know, you're going to break your leg next Friday or something. And it's, you know, it just ain't so. I don't think anything is really ever set in stone. Nothing's really set. We always have choices. Not even stone is set in stone. It's true. It's sedimentary, dear Watson.
It can melt.
So, you know, with that, just as a basis, divinatory arts was kind of a way of growing up for me. I had a grandmother that was kind of into this stuff, which is to say she was in her 70s and from Britain. And it was sort of like water. This is just sort of something you did. You read tea leaves, you know, I mean, not every British woman over 70, you know, read tea leaves, but
certainly not the Queen.
But my gran did. And so she taught me to read tea leaves and she taught me to read cards when I was about four or five. But then, you know, when I got to be like in grade school and reading the Bible and all this stuff, I did not have the easiest time trying to put together the groovy, you know, cards that my gran was teaching me and the tea leaf reading that my gran was teaching me and, you know, how feeding the fairies worked and all this sort of stuff that gran taught me and the Bible, you know, which is that whole, like, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of freaked out.
What exactly was the problem with
with holding those two thoughts in common? They seemed contradictory.
I see.
Now, Gran, you know, would have always said she was Church of England, you know, mm-hmm. Never a second thought about it. She, you know, but this is just what you did, you know, and, you know, when you're growing up in that way and it was totally part of the culture, it seemed seamless for her and she could hold both things. I was like, oh my God, you know, this is like crazy stuff, you know, but then, you know, I got older. And when I got to be like 11 or 12 and I stopped being so fearful of, you know, angry gods and retributive, hell freezing things and
lightning
stuff.
Lightning bolts.
I figured that actually didn't happen and started actually growing philosophically and spiritually. I decided to go ahead and, a friend of mine read cards and she started renewing my, you know, knowledge of them. And I've been reading ever since, I guess, 1982. I was just realizing it's like I'm almost 30 years into tarot reading.
I know, isn't that weird?
It means I'm old.
No.
Kinda.
Okay. That's what about perspective.
You,
what about me? You know, it's been over 30 years that I've been studying astrology. It's an always studying, always learning new things sort of thing. It was like falling off. As I'm asking you this question, I was thinking about it for myself, and it just was interesting, and it was easy for me to learn. And I always love things that are, not always, but it made sense. And it was when I finally started learning about psychological astrology, one of the things it did was help me stop judging people. And that's always more relaxing, and I prefer not to judge people if possible. And I went, I've had that happen with people before. They go, I had a client that it was very difficult for us to get along. And one day, sometime, he told me he was an Aquarius, and I told him I was a Pisces, and we went, okay. And then things were relatively okay after that.
So it's sort of a shorthand explanation for each other.
It does. Well, it gives me, without being clinical, it helps me understand people.
I can get behind that.
And I know that with my boyfriend thinks I get a little too sarcastic about it, but that's just personal relationship things. And I don't, basically it helps me understand and not judge people. And I like that. And sometimes I've seen it just help people have it make a little sense of their lives. It's like an extra added little, I don't know anybody that lets either astrology or tarot, if you do, check yourself, rule your life.
Yeah, check yourself thoroughly. They're good guidance. You know, it's good sort of check these things out. Does it make sense? Does this filter help make sense of things or not?
And anything that can help people feel less crazy is good, as far as I'm concerned.
And different filters really can help sort of, you know, look at things in different perspectives. Things can sort of sort out and fall into place better. So that is, you know, our hope anyway with doing these shows for you. 503-231-8187. Trying to make a little bit of sense of ourselves, our lives, our community. Give us a call, 503-231-8187. Or again, you can email us positivelyrevolting@gmail.com. Diet, you're on the line.
Thanks.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, I'm just, well, on a personal level, feeling like I've come to the end of, hopefully at the end of a difficult time and kind
of... Diet, what's your birthday?
May 15th.
What year, if you don't
42.
Mind my asking?
42.
Thank you very much.
All right, keep going.
Go on, sorry. Go right ahead.
Okay,
tell us your story.
It feels like I'm about to turn a corner, and I'm hoping that I'm turning a corner here from a more difficult spot, but also, like, the world around me, you know, the planet, anyway, seems to be in such a difficult patch. And so I'd like to, you know, hear what the cards have to say about both the personal and the planetary level.
All right.
In a mini reading?
Well, you
just
know.
Just kidding. We can do it. No, just give me a hard time.
It's all of those things that go in and around and, you know, it's within us and without us all at the same time. I believe, as the feminists say, the personal is political. So what I have is that, again, right now, appraisal is really the thing that's going to do the best for you. It's not the time to turn the corner just yet. But the thing, again, to always remember that sort of a post to steer by is always turn away from what you think other people's impressions. You know, it's like, do not be molded. Do not be... It is time to sort of leave a lot of those things that have been cast upon you by others behind.
Mm-hmm.
So as folks have thought of you in various roles and you've tried to make yourself fit, you know, be that as an employee, as, you know, a family member, as a friend, or a community member, if that doesn't feel right to you anymore, don't wear that mask anymore.
Okay.
And this is something that you've started to really intuit, but it's really the time to just sort of sit and see what is outmoded, what you want to turn towards.
Mm-hmm.
And know that as great changes happen, things can get very confusing. So remember flexibility. And always grounding and centering. Always grounding and centering.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And I think, again, as you were saying, you know, for yourself and for the world as a whole, one of the things I've been really focusing on this week is the importance of that holding, grounding, and centering. And you know, a lot of people always say, oh, yeah, I feel kind of ungrounded, or, oh, it's important to ground, but I don't know how many of us actually do it as a daily practice. It's like, I know I need to drink water, so I carry a water jug around with me. Doesn't mean I drink it, but, right? You know, so it's sort of in that same way. It really will do the world a whole lot of good if we all would remember to just sort of stop what we're doing and, you know, at least, you know, every day for a moment, touch base,
right?
You know, drop roots, ground and center, and bring ourselves down to what's real.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I get.
Good.
And me, it's
all
up
right.
to me now. So a bit of astrology thing. Well, with being a Taurus, with this little cluster of Taurus planets that are coming in now, right now, Venus and Mars are both in Taurus. So that gives you kind of a nice little energetic push in your personal life.
Okay.
I don't see, you know, you're not having any things that are too big, and except the only sort of aspect I see is Neptune colliding with Saturn for you. And Neptune is about illusion and Saturn is about structure. But it's not just about illusion. It's also about spirituality, things we find romantic. And Saturn is about structure and paying attention to business.
And so, again, it kind of goes along with that, really assessing what doesn't fit mm-hmm. you anymore. What are illusions other people have put on you, and being able to see through that to give voice to your own life and make
Once
turns
again,
that
the cards
direction.
And the stars concur.
What? Say that again?
Once again, the cards and the stars concur.
All right, yes.
Thank you very much,
Thank you very much.
Diet.
All right, thanks.
Cheers. And good morning, Malia.
This is Malia.
Hi, Malia. What's your birthday?
3/23/44.
Alrighty then. What's your question?
It's important to build, it seems obvious to me that it's important to build awareness and spirit power, mother and clear power and understanding for the rest of my, near and kind of healing, resting, making the next cycle part of my life. I figure I have maybe 30 years, a whole life, to do something relative to my health and relative to being, to my soul's urge to contribute and be glowing and useful among my people. And I don't know how that possibly is going to be an area which I can take into my hands and make real, building my future. So it seems like maybe everything about me now is my past, but no, there's still a future.
Sure, right.
I need to do something about it that is healed and whole and healthy, and I don't think I've been showing myself I have a clue about how to live healed and whole and healthy in the present, in such a way that I'm contributing to anyone except making it through the day.
Well, and sometimes making it through the
There's
day
something
ain't
to be
bad.
Said for that.
gotta say, I give thanks for that one.
And upright.
Yeah. That said, there's what I see is, the antidote to inaction is action. And so there's a time, that holding things in balance, and balance is a big key. It is time to move forward, pick a spot and go there. So find that thing in community, again, that's going to feed you the most. If you like working with the gardens, find a community gardening group. If you want to save the trees, find the tree saving group. What I'm saying to you is find that thing. If you're sitting quiet with yourself, find the thing that resonates beauty to you and pick it and head that direction. Be very careful about your communication. If you don't want to have the past be your focus, make sure that your communication stays towards possibilities and not towards what has ended and what has been. All right?
It's so funny. Oh, Pisces sister. Of course, you want some sort of meaning. And with us Piscadorians, usually there has to be a spiritual bottom to it somehow. There is nothing sadder than a Pisces who has no sense of spirituality. And, and that's such a big word. I hate to even throw it out there, but I think you probably have a idea of what it means. And you have Mercury in Pisces, so keeping clear communications for you right now. When Ani was talking about that, I thought that was very interesting. And right at this moment, it all might seem a little confusing because the sun is exactly squaring. The sun that's here now is squaring the natal sun in your chart. And with Neptune being in Pisces, things might seem a little murky and confusing, but it's all in baby steps. Take one thing at a time. And for you, with all the water that you have, you've got to get something that intuitively feels right. Like, keep searching, and in your gut, you will know when it's the right thing. Trust your intuition.
You see 3/23/44 as being predominantly Pisces. I mean, I have...
It is Aries, isn't it?
It is.
Shoot, this is my little computer thing. Did the the wrong thing. Well, now I have egg in my face. But
I was going to say, wait, that's like a day in the Aries, I swear.
This again. Okay.
Thinking of myself in a different way.
But you still have Mercury. Wait, I'm doing this. You still have a lot of that stuff in water, but you still have a bunch of stuff in water. And you still have Saturn in Gemini, which the sun being in Gemini right now is going to feel like things are a little bit heavy. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And with all this last cluster of things in Aries, you also might have felt a lot of urge to get things done. Because I know Aries like to get things done, you're going to get it done now.
Yes.
Sometimes patience is important. And I know the reward for patience is patience, but which it doesn't always feel that rewarding, but it is in the long run, if that makes sense to you. And it's a lot of that big cluster of pressure that was on fire signs in particular and Aries in general, really, really, really in particular, is easing a little bit. I don't know if you felt that.
I have been.
Yeah.
Indeed. So still there's this sense of, okay, I can use and I accept and garden with those things which you both have said. I just have the judgment on myself that I must not be doing my life correctly in the current cycle, that somehow I haven't experienced get up and go.
That's
thinking about lifting my skirts and jumping over the mud of my focus on the world falling apart and people hurting each other and not having the energy to build and rise in love.
Right. Malia, remember what I said, turn towards beauty.
Turn towards beauty.
And I had you as March 3rd, no wonder.
Oh,
I was operator error. No, it's not that. It's called dyslexia. Anyway.
those drop digits in the morning.
Oh.
I'm glad.
So also, my as an Aries, there is, I know that you got, and there's nothing that you, it's part of your nature to want to move really fast, but sometimes you've just got to have a little patience about that. And you'll know when it's the right thing for you to do. You can't do everything.
But
I know. I'm saying that to an Aries. I can't believe I'm saying that. But you can't. You can't do everything, and that's okay. But I know that this, I'm going to say, every Aries I know has felt like really frustrated, and I have a lot of planets in Aries. It's been like, I want people to, get up to speed. Let's go, people. Come on. And let that sink in and just sort of go away for a while. I mean, just give yourself some space and patience. It's a big lesson. It's a really good thing. Patience is good.
Alrighty.
Because of my lotus blossom, my guru, Lotus Blossom, who required me to build and live in patience, and I felt that since she left the physical, that I actually do have it. It's not. It looks like maybe it's one of the tools I have and that are necessary for doing the work at the present, and yet I have only just looked at it rather than applied it. If I'm taking in the wisdom that you two lovely seers have.
Well, and so did your teacher.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Take good care, dear.
Okay, my sweets.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
And I believe Sharon is on the line. Good morning. Okay, Sharon, you're up next.
Hi.
Hi, good morning, Sharon.
Good morning. I feel like I'm in transition, and it's a good transition. It's very positive, and I feel like this is a really predominantly positive time in my life, and I'm happier than I've ever been in life. And but I'm just holding on to old ways of feeling in relationships. So I'm finding myself, sort of attracted to the type of person that I feel like is good for me to be attracted to, but I'm also attracted to the type of person who's bad for me.
Oh, yeah, right.
To. Oh, get at the end of a long line.
Right.
So I feel like I'm stuck. Like, on the one hand, I'm really happy that, wow, I'm attracted to this positive type of person, but I keep still...
Give me your birthday, would you? Let's try this again.
Okay. It's 12063.
Thank you.
All right. You can keep talking. I'm sorry.
Okay. So I feel like I sort of have one foot in that old emotional, minefield.
Right, right. How
and
do
so
you...
I'm just impatient to really completely move past that, but I feel stuck.
Right. So you're trying to get both feet into your new world.
Exactly.
All right. Well, it really is about transformation. And it's about, you said that you're finding positive people. That's really important. More positive people will attract more positive people. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of an upward cycle. And that upward cycle is really a good part of the transformation. One of the things that keeps that foot sort of held back is sometimes I think you might be attracted to that or might allow that, I think is more of a better way to say it in this point in your life, is because you're afraid without that, you're not going to have enough community, enough friendship, enough love, that even though these people might be negative or this person might be a negative influence, at least it's somebody who cares about you. At least it's somebody that's there. And you don't have to do that anymore. And so maybe that's the base emotion that you can start to resolve that'll help you pick your foot up and move it more towards that more positive, really upward spiral that I really see you in. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I think what my problem is I overthink things. And so I know intellectually what I need to do, but...
Yeah, it's really not about being a student at this point. It's about enacting. And part of that inaction is realizing that transformation has taken place, right? It's you don't have to read the next, self-help book and go to the next workshop. Transformation has taken place, and to live it, apply the principles, realize that these people that have had negative influence, or people that keep bringing you the platter of, deep negativity that you really just don't need in your life anymore, yeah, are not there for you, right? You can just thank them and let them move on their way, because you have business with the rest of your life, upwards and outwards, and filling it with positivity is exactly where you need to go. But yeah, you're right. No more thinking about it. Just do it.
Yeah. Okay, good. And, thank you.
And you're in a big, fat... Pluto is in Capricorn right now. When Pluto hits your sun sign, things in your life change. They just fall away at a certain point.
Good.
Yeah. But it's not always what we think it's going to be. In fact, my experience with Pluto is it's never what I think it's going to be, but it's always really for the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel so much positivity. And when I try not to even think about the future, but in the present, I feel so positive and happy.
Excellent.
And wow, that sounds good.
That's exactly where we all need to be, really, in when we
as
are
they
looking
say, that's all there really is.
All is now, right?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so you're just going to have a lot of change for the next few years. Mm-hmm. And that feeling that it's really important and urgency... That's okay.
Right.
Yeah. It seems like it's an appropriate thing for this time in your life.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
All righty then. And good morning to Sylvia. You called back.
Hello?
Hello. Good morning.
Okay, good morning. Thank you for the show. And, I wasn't going to call because I'm the hermit and I know what my job is, but I thought, well, maybe I should call in anyway, because with me, what's so overwhelming is the destruction of the planet.
Yeah.
Okay. And because I have this interbeing with the elements, I mean, basically, I'm a rock and water woman. I'm just a conduit. And what happened when, first with the oil spill, and I went through some real heavy stuff then, and now with the thing with Fukushima, and I encountered the grandmother ocean, And I don't go there because I can't, okay? But I don't have to. She comes to me.
Uh-huh.
And she tells me, you know, she's been poisoned. And then I go in the water. You know, I've been doing that for years.
Yep.
And something has happened in the water, and it is so devastating. And I know it's my job. She wants me to keep doing this, you know, carry the rocks and go in the water. And it's okay that, you know, that the earth is, okay, she's hurting and she's trying to tell us. And that's that part I can deal with. What I can't deal with is the response, because the powers that be, the corporations, they are determined to destroy the planet no matter what. And what happened in the water, and I have not told anybody this, because it was so shocking. You know, there is a kind of love that lives inside the water, and it died. And when I felt that, and it's consistent, okay, it's like I'm going into dead water. And I keep going in because I it's part of my job. You know, I can't explain how that works, but, you know, there's a spirit guide and all this kind of wonderful stuff and the Earth Goddess. And she wants me to acknowledge that and respect it and to, you know, to honor it. And so I keep doing it. But I'm also having a terrible time dealing with the horrible response. I mean, it's like there's a writing on the wall. They want to destroy the planet. The only thing I can think of is a different kind of human being, you know, something that transcends that. And I know the transformation of consciousness, I mean, that's what it's really about anyway. And the revolution of the heart, and those sound like big words, but the work in itself is quite something. So I don't know. So I can't even go to Oxford today because they have the horrible big blowing machine, which makes no sense. I mean, it's an assault on the planet, and when the planet gets assaulted, I get assaulted, and everything gets assaulted. And so I have to go to acupuncture instead, just to gather myself back up again and keep doing the work. So thank you for listening.
Thank you for talking, and thank you for doing what you do. Sylvia, let me say what I threw down cards while you were talking. And there's a couple of different things I wanted to just sort of note. The card of the hermit, the wise one, the one who stands apart, you know, in service, you know, is it's where you're at this time. As you said, you're a hermit. You have, you know, of course, you know, continuing your work is very important. It's not at this moment to you. In that spot, in that space, yes, the water feels dead. It is, there is an ending. It is a cessation at this time in that place for you. I have to say, you know, for radio listeners, full disclosure, Sylvia is somebody who I know, who has been in our community here, and she also knows that I talk to water too. And that love is still there. In the place that I connect with my water, that love is still there. I think that you're feeling the shock, and that your relationship is allowing you to feel the shock of what we have done. We were speaking with Starhawk just before Beltane,
mm-hmm.
and looking at the horrible situation over the last year with the waters, with, as you said, BP and Fukushima and untold things in between. And when we talk about water, water is the element that is closely associated with the heart, with emotions. And when we're poisoning our waters, we're poisoning our hearts, right? We're cutting ourselves off from that source. And so it's, you know, you're really feeling the shock of that. And that's there and that's real, but it's not all encompassing, because in fact, you know, as the mother always teaches, love is the strongest force. That love is there. You're feeling the shock.
Right.
So the other card I have is compassion. Compassion, compassion, compassion. It's compassion for the people that are doing the messed up stuff.
Yeah.
It's compassion for ourselves when we feel like we can't do enough.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And always compassion for the earth.
Yeah.
Okay, love.
Okay, thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank you.
All righty. Good morning. It's 8:44. You're listening to Positively Revolting.
It's
that talk radio that, well, encourages us to find that piece that we can help to fix, to turn it over, to revolt in a positive manner, you know. I'm Ani.
I'm Lynn.
We're doing mini Astro Tarot world healing consultations. I need to take a deep old breath. And Beth is on the line. Thank you so much, Beth, for your call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, Ani. Hi. Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
When I was working at, I had retired, so I was doing volunteer work at Kibu. I became a really good friend of Sylvia, and I think we're sisters in that shock.
Yeah.
I've lived for 41 years in a dense, almost second growth forest with just animals, and then I'd work all through the night with women who were homeless and had drug, who were rehabilitating from methamphetamine. And it's a contrast, but it's my heart has always been with nature. And Sylvia and I just took to each other like glue. And I just really love her. And when I retired, which my retirement lasted about 1 week, because I was so used to being with women and children who were homeless that I had to go do something.
Right.
So I went to Kibu, and I was there for a while volunteering, and but I continued my Hispanic work in Washington County. I do now a full week of volunteering in two Hispanic organizations, and I'm satisfied that way. The reason I'm calling in was because of Sylvia. I had a tremendous shock when the forest all around me was cut down, and all the animals fled, and they fled through our property and live sort of in and around our property. We don't have a lot of property, and it wasn't expensive when we bought it. We're not rich property owners. My animals that I've loved for up to 37 years, some of them have lasted that long, have passed. And my husband of 41 years, who's just the opposite of me astrologically, he's a Cancer. I'm a December 9:45 Sagittarius, and most of all of my planets and everything in my horoscope is on fire. So I'm one of those people who, when you meet a Sylvia, you fall in love. She is an earth and water type person, and I need that very much when I'm functioning with people. I need to be around people like that. Lynn, however, when I first met you, I knew you were a Pisces, and Pisces is the only water sign I have trouble with. understanding, and I don't know if we really hit it off right at first, but eventually I think
I have many planets in fire, my dear.
You probably learned to tolerate me a little bit. Yeah, I know. Aries, I thought, oh my God. No wonder she tolerated me. She had some Aries. But anyway, I can't say I really have a question. I just want to say that the Earth, our love for the Earth, is something we carry in our hearts, and we can only do what we can do on this planet during the time that we have to be on this planet. And my love for the trees and the animals will never go away, even though those who want more money in their bank accounts are trying to take it away.
Nicely put.
I just, I'm holding on.
Right.
And like you said, I do go through those cycles when the sun changes, when the planets, as they move around, I really react to into the astrological stuff. And every morning I check to see what the moon's in, which helps a little bit. The moon, to me, is sort of a buffer. And so I always want to know what the moon is going to be in that day.
Right.
Anyway,
Cancer today.
So that's about what I do with astrology. And I've done it for years and years and years. And I do pay attention to the elements.
All right.
That's what we are.
It's wonderful to hear from you this morning.
Little elements in big elements.
Right on.
Thanks.
503-231-8187 is the number to call. If you would like to squeeze in here, we have time for one, maybe two more people. Maybe one. Yeah, hard to say. 503-231-8187. You can also email us or message us at positivelyrevolting@gmail.com. positivelyrevolting@gmail.com. Also, I wanted to say one of the resources I use throughout the year as a source of inspiration and information is the Wee Moon calendar put out by Mother Tongue Press, Mother Ink Press. Oh my God. How many times have I interviewed them? How many times do I rave about this calendar and I still don't know the name of the publisher? Mother Tongue Ink. Look, it's all things combined.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Tongue Ink. Now in its 30th beautiful edition. I just wanted to mention, one of the things I love about this calendar is every week there's a little verse, a little writing, a little something that I often find totally inspirational. And I just wanted to mention this one. It's by Minister Oye. It's called "It's Okay." Hush, child, in the universe, even the mistakes we make are music, so carry on. Sometimes we get so heavy and we don't want to do anything. Because we're afraid we're going to do the wrong thing. We're going to put energy in the wrong direction. It's not going to be the direction we end up in permanently. And then it'll be wasted energy.
Michael Mead
says, could have done something else.
Glorious mistakes.
Yeah.
Make great mistakes.
Yeah, it's true. Rob Brezhne always says, make interesting and creative mistakes.
There we go. That would be Uncle Rob, yes.
You know, and I think that it's important that we remember to have fun. We remember to be spontaneous. And that we go forth joyously and not be afraid of mistakes. You know, let's just be aware, walk in awareness and learn from them so that they're always more interesting and more creative than the last ones. And good morning, Vicki, you're on the air.
Hi, Vicki. What's your birthday?
My birthday is December 12th, 1962.
All right, I'm going to try to get that just right. Okay. What's your question?
I'm just, I haven't had anything done in years and years and years. And so I'm at a point where I've been having a lot of stress in my life. And finally the things that were really bothering me, have passed. And I just want to see, what's coming next.
All righty. And well might you want to, as I shuffle the cards.
Brave,
this is where I always feel like I need the Jeopardy theme song playing in the background. Lynn will now dance interpretively, which unfortunately also doesn't really work for the microphone. Okay, no, look, I've nearly completed my shuffle. The tarot banter, it's something I yet to develop, really.
Yes.
Okay, so what I have at the focal point is looking at insight, really... pulling back for a moment and checking out new insights gained in recent times.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that you need to share some of them and that, you know, to say the tongue is a weapon to be used wisely, to cast insight. The image is the Crone of Blades. It's her, she uses her words to cut like scissors through a lantern to let light shine through is the image of the card.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be all manner of interpretive here, but it's really using insight to cut away confusion for other people, not to mention yourself, but it's really using your truth and speaking it sort of thing. That's really emphasized by the Maiden of Flames, which is all about, again, having your truth and moving it forward and and knowing that in and of yourself you're strong. So you have this, I guess, impetus. It's a little bit of a initiative just to solidify that inner strength and to move it in a direction that you really want it to go. And you draw the strength from tight community. It's the Ten of Pentacles, the harvest of really seeing a community around you that you have sown with care in your own life.
Wow.
So, yeah, the stressors have passed. It's time to regroup, get the insight from that, and to speak it to those that need to hear it, because you are actually, you know, in a place of strength. And that may not have been so, but the stressors are passing. Now recognize your place is stronger.
And as a Sag, I give this fire sign energy advice. Try to enjoy where you are right now, that the stressors have passed. As I said, I know you guys, it is your nature to want to go forward always. Mm-hmm. What's ahead? And sometimes you miss what's here right now, which sounds like you might have a moment of respite.
Mm.
And that's okay to me.
Mm-hmm.
I could be.
Respite is good.
Respite is good. and looks like Saturn's in Aquarius. And for you and your natal chart, and that makes grounding a little bit hard, doesn't it, with all that fire and other stuff that you've got in there?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She says.
So again, I think I said it earlier in the show, grounding, person listening.
Well, but it also, there's nothing wrong with visioning the future.
Oh, no. But grounding good.
But try to enjoy this present moment for just a bit. Because don't worry, it'll pass. And you'll have more things to deal with. That's the part that sometimes we forget. It's like to enjoy where you are right now is an art form, I think.
Mm.
And give it a try. What the heck?
Okay.
So there is this little chant I learned earlier this week that I'm not going to try to sing because that'll hurt people this morning. Usually I like my singing voice, but you know, I've had a cold and I'm gonna take it easy on y'all. But the words were, I give thanks for unknown blessings. I will not look back in anger. I will not look forward in fear. I will look around in awareness. I give thanks for unknown blessings. And I think with that, we're just about out of time.
I think it's an excellent ending.
And I think that sort of sums up that Lynn moment of awareness in the here and now. Good advice for us all. So with just 2 minutes left. We really have no more time to talk to any other people on the phone today. But we will do this again sometime soon. We always get a lot of requests for it when we're not around, when we're not on the air. So we thank you all very much for your calls this morning. And again, I leave you with the please ground and center. And remember, mistakes are to be made joyously. It's always good to look around and be aware of where you are before you decide to move in any direction. But once you decide to move, going is the only way of starting, right? Like, you just got to jumpstart and pick one thing, and move that direction.
Baby steps, Bob.
Baby steps.
And get out there and enjoy this weekend, folks. And stay positively rewilding, please.
Cheers.